Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found Nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
It's that one time where I have an hour, hour and a half every day. It's dark out. It's quiet. I don't have my phone. There's no notifications. My mind is clear.
My name is Kobe Bryant. I'm 17 years old, and I wasn't invited to parties or, you know, friendly gatherings on the weekend. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I would go into my rec room with my basketball and basically dribble myself to sleep. And I think that was the best thing that could have ever happened to me, because during those lonely hours in the rec room, I discovered the hunger, the motivation, and a desire to be the best possible basketball player that I could be.
When I get alone with myself, I get alone with my thoughts, I realize I've made solitude a monster, masquerading in my life as a constant reminder that I am not enough, when the truth is, solitude is a gift.
Admit it, you aren't like them. You're not even close. You may occasionally dress yourself up as one of them, watch the same mindless television shows as they do, maybe even eat the same fast food sometimes. But it seems that the more you try to fit in, the more you feel like an outsider, watching the normal people as they go about their automatic existences.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself.
I believe that the most important daily practice that any one of us can do in the 21st century is a daily practice of solitude. I want to say solitude, I'm simply talking about time with yourself.
There are going to be seasons in your life where nobody is coming. Nobody's coming to support you. Nobody's coming to help you. Nobody's coming to save you. No one is coming to rescue you. You got to pull yourself out of the pit of misery and put the work in.
Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. At some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That annoying feeling when you realize you've outgrown your social circle isn't loneliness. It's your ambition finally speaking louder than your need to belong.
Start making yourself a companion that you're comfortable with.
If you get up and the first thing you do is start consuming from the outside, whether it's news, whether it's social media, even if it's good quality information, you've lost an opportunity to listen to yourself.
It is some of the most powerful moments of my day, and I need that more mentally than physically. And what used to happen during those morning runs is that solitude provided me ideas for where to take the business, how to grow the team, who needs hired, who needs fired. what can we do from a customer acquisition standpoint and strategy to scale and keep growing? And I was filled. My cup was filled during those morning runs on how to grow this business.
The fact that you can work and thrive in solitude gives you the opportunity to be able to move to America and start a podcast, or decide to do Hell Week 3 times in a row, or it doesn't matter how long or dark the course is, you're just going to stay. I can promise you that no one is going to laugh at you for your first podcast. Do you know why?
So no one's going to see it.
No one's listening. Exactly. That's why. Because exactly. No one knows who you are. Exactly. No one cares.
Yeah.
So you have this beautiful upside only. You already are not a podcaster.
Yeah.
You already are not a recording artist.
Yeah.
There is only upside.
The more time you spend alone with yourself, the more time that you will be able to understand who you are. When I mean understand who you are, I'm talking about without any outside interference, without any friends, without any peer pressure of wanting to be like someone else. The more time you spend alone, you're going to figure out, okay, what your purpose is.
Find opportunities in areas of solitude and presence and quietness and eliminate distractions and just stop being busy. Just be present, because when you are, you're going to make up so much ground in that time. Your mind is clear. It is thinking. It is firing. It is optimized.
I'm very comfortable in my own head.
Self-belief is overrated. Generate evidence.
Are you willing to forsake all distractions? Can you hide yourself in the library? Can you hide yourself in the gym? Can you hide yourself in the boardroom and plan and caucus and do what is required behind the scenes in order to manifest the moment?
Solitude is a superpower. Embrace it. Step into it. Find yourself and become unstoppable.
You know, you got to take ownership of what's going on in your life. When you're not where you want to be and you say it's because the boss doesn't like you, or it's because the girl treated you this way, or the guy did this, like all those things, you got to take ownership of them. And if you're blaming all these other external things, you're not going to make any changes. And that's going to be a problem.
Then that's the problem, too. If you're chronically rejected by people, it's often because of your own insufficiencies.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You know, whether that's cowardice or lack of social skills or whatever it is, it's like you can't just brush it off as, oh, well, you know, no one likes me, but really I'm okay. It's like, no, wrong. If everyone rejects you, there's probably something wrong, and it's probably deep and difficult, and it's going to be horrible to fix. And so this isn't a trivial problem. It's not a trivial problem at all.
Todd, I'm sorry, all right? I screwed up. I know I screwed up. I don't know why.
Oh, great. Of course. Here it comes. You can't keep doing this. You can't keep doing shitty things and then feel bad about yourself like that makes it okay. You need to be better.
But yet you're fully committed to sabotaging yourself and your career. Then you're sitting back stressed out and depressed, wondering why. Why ain't things happening? That's the answer. I just gave it to you. It's about as real as it gets. The question is, what are you going to do next week, 2 weeks from now? You're in your own way. You are the reason your career is not on the next level. Nobody else but you.
When you don't have a true appreciation and acceptance for who you are, and you allow yourself to be immobilized by fear, what happens in the process is that you begin to abuse yourself. You begin to sabotage your life, you begin to sabotage your dreams, you begin to unconsciously work against yourself. You become your own worst enemy. So what do you do about that? Well, you begin to realize that your dream and your gifts have so much meaning and so much value for you till your hunger for them will begin to push you past the fear. Your hunger to have them will give you a special drive.
You might be sitting there wondering if you're gonna wake up tomorrow and do the thing you said you would. But why on earth would you wonder? This thing you're so uncertain about is literally you. There's nothing in this world you have more control over than yourself. But if you decide to wake up every day, surrender that control to chance, I guess you'll be stuck wondering forever. This disconnect between you and you is unnecessary, though. The pattern of hoping you fulfill the role of a better you and disobeying that desire every time is completely in your hands. It is a recipe for no self-respect. So there's some certainty within yourself that needs to be built. That's not going to happen by accident.
If you look in the mirror and you ask yourself, what do you have to do to be successful? I promise you, your heart will tell you.
You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more, no, we working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something.
This is you versus you.
Most of us, we live in a box. And we don't want to go outside that box at all, ever. Outside that box is all these possibilities of life. But what we do is we shackle our mind. We are a prisoner in our own mind that this is all I can do. This is all I'm good at. And we take away the possibilities of you could be this, you could be that, yeah. You could be all these things. And I never thought at 300 pounds I could be Navy SEAL. Wow. So if my mind was shackled, me and you would never meet. There'd be no book. Right. There'd be no book. Right. There'd be nothing. So what people understand is that they live for themselves, not knowing that you have the power within yourself to change millions of lives. Yeah. By facing life, by facing yourself.
If you're struggling, if you're frustrated with yourself, if you're at that point where you're so sick of yourself and your excuses, I've been there, Steven's been there. This is a normal part of the human experience. And at some point, either the pain is going to get big enough, or you're going to bump into somebody's story somewhere on this planet who has been in the position that you're in right now, facing the stuff that you're facing right now. And there is something about their story at this exact moment in time that will ignite something in you that is missing. And what is missing in you right now is hope.
If you set your own value by what you believe about yourself, if you think that you're worthless, if you're not very good at it, other people pick that up.
It doesn't matter what lifestyle you have. It doesn't matter what walk of life you have. No matter what you do, if you allow excuses to tell you what to do, that ultimately the excuses have more control of you than what you have of yourself.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So get up, work hard, put some effort into what you want out of life, because all you have is you. All you have is what you have inside. Don't wait for somebody to tell you what to do. You know what you need to do. Get out there and get it done, because that's ultimately what it's going to take. You have to have the courage, the will, and everything you have inside to get to the level and beyond the level you want to be. Life does not stop until they put you in the ground, my friend.
Strong mind is a catalyst for change. When you see the best athletes in the world either perform really well or, on the other hand, completely bomb out, it's because of that muscle that lives between the ears.
It's interesting to me that the comfortable route is seen as the safest path, but the undeniable disappointment that comes from giving up the ideals of the true self doesn't seem so safe to me. Don't indulge in the comfort that comes before effort, because that comfort is nothing but a lie.
So what kinds of things, what kinds of thoughts are you feeding your consciousness? What kind of things are you putting in your mind that will enable you to either move forward or to justify why you're staying where you are?
What really breaks my heart is how stuck people are, and that there are things you can do to change your life for the better. And if you don't have hope and you don't have this breakthrough where you have for just a millisecond this insight where you go, well, what if things did work out? If you don't have that moment, most people stay so stuck in resignation.
So it's time to come face to face with pain. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? Because what hurt you, what tried to cripple you and kill you, only made you stronger.
You have the capacity to whatever comes up, to handle it, to face it. And rather than feeling powerless, you begin to feel powerful.
My content creators, my entrepreneurs, my musicians, come on, my keynote speakers, my captains of industries, my CEOs, from the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting, maybe dying on the inside, but you still got life left.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I got one question to ask you. Can you do this thing alone?
I've trained 99% of my life alone. No one pat me on the back. I did all of the work alone.
Wolves don't lose sleep over the opinions of a lesser species.
Be alone. Go to that dark space.
You may not want to fight that battle, but you need to.
A beast is someone who can go through hell and be grateful that their legs are working.
What are you? Are you a sheep or are you a wolf?
When you train alone, I can take myself to such a level of real, real passion and purpose.
Nobody's gonna feed us. You gotta feed yourself.
The feeling I get is something I can't even explain. I don't need anyone.
It's on you.
You gotta want it as bad as you want to breathe.
Success starts with you. It's all on you.
If you wanna be strong, you gotta learn to fight alone.
Yes, you're tired. Yes, your mind is saying give up. Yes, it's saying quit. But you cannot quit because you realize you have not reached the goal yet.
Day in and day out, you got to keep on working. And if you get knocked down, so what? Rise up and get up.
Nobody's going to believe in you until you've already done it. Nobody's going to come and celebrate with you until you've already done it, which means you're going to have to work for a long time by yourself with no applause, with no awards. No one's going to believe in you in the beginning, nor should they. Be okay with that.
If I have to do it alone, I will. Start alone, but get started.
You going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
For me, anger was good. Anger was good because it was motivating. The more I could create an enemy, the more I wanted to go out and kill those guys.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. An Irishman win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around. Hell no. He's all talk. He's all hype. He's a joke. The sound of laughter and the sound of doubt motivates me.
I saw you celebrate my losses. Like I wasn't gonna win again.
You gotta wanna be successful so bad that you forget to eat. That's how bad you gotta want it.
I'm just wondering if you are bold enough, daring enough, if you can believe in your dream again, if you can get committed, if you can make it personal. It's personal.
Cause it's about you.
It's personal.
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 Once I talk to Cuts and Cuts talk to me, Over and over again, every night and every night for hours and hours. And I just never had to worry about nobody ever bullying me again. Cause I know I would f***ing kill them if they f***ed me.
You've got to create a lot of different emotion to heighten your sense of awareness and focus.
It's about you ultimately actively moving through your emotions rather than being stopped by them towards a goal.
I think when change hits and it's personal, that's when the perspective shift comes.
Get into something that's really personal, that means something to you. I think that's the key to what we do. It's gotta be personal.
It's up to you to carry on. Remember, you owe you something. Continue to believe that. We all have desires and dreams. Make your dream a reality.
I'm talking concrete commitment. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left?
See, when you get personal, when you make it personal, everything changes.
Don't make it personal. What a joke. It has been personal. When week after week, I'm choked up, fighting back tears with every sentence, it's personal. I have waited my whole life. I will wait no more.
That's why they say many are called, few are chosen.
Ooh.
It's about you having a vision, a possibility for yourself that has to do with being great.
Because I'm gonna make it personal.
because it's always been personal to me.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
So you found out that the secret sauce in your life is the guy in your mirror. That it's not some outside variable that's going to come and save you. The Calvary's not coming. It's up to you, baby. Get up off the couch. I got to go leave the cave, kill something, and drag it home. You found that truth in that moment.
Despite my doubts and all of those sort of things, I'm going to put my trust in that and try and go for things and not be scared to fail and not be driven by fear and all those sort of things, because it's personal.
It's about your journey, your goals.
Listen to me. You got it. You have to eat the dream. You have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it.
Do they have what it takes? Are they willing to do whatever it takes? A lot of people give up. That's just that's just the truth.
Come on, there are too many people riding on you. You got a mother. She's been doing everything she can to put food on the table. You got to do it for her. You got a father that's counting on you. You got to do it for him. You got some siblings that are watching you right now. You got to do it for them. But guess what else? You got to do it for you.
Because deep down in every human being, they want to see the greatest version of themselves. But most people quit. Most people stop believing.
It's personal. It's personal. You gotta make it personal.
No matter what challenges I face, no matter what the statistics are, I will maintain unwavering faith that I can achieve the outcome that I want. And if I don't, I'll be at peace with it. That was my why. I'm willing to do everything in my power to fulfill my potential and become the best version of myself. It's an unwavering faith in possibility. That's it.
You gotta get fueled on the inside and say, now is my time.
And it's about you.
It's personal.
Yes.
It's about your core, it's about your mindset.
What do you actually want?
How do you want all of your life to go?
I believe everything happens for a reason, but I think we get to choose the reason.
And I decide my fate.
Nothing that you want will manifest itself unless you aim for it. And you won't aim for it unless you know what it is. And you won't know what it is unless you ask yourself. And then you might say, well, why don't you ask yourself? And the answer is, well, maybe no one ever explained to you that you needed to, which is a crucial issue. And then maybe you don't also trust yourself. If you had the job or career track that would motivate you, just hypothetically, what might that look like?
This is dreams we're talking about. We're talking about dreams.
It's just really rigid. If you become the best, you have to almost become fanatical. You know, this is my life. This is all I live for. This is my air. This is everything.
Dreams require sacrifices. People don't want to sacrifice.
Yeah. Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life.
You take control of the circumstances. You take control of the outcome. You take control of your life.
It's in our hands. It's on us. And nobody can make the decision for us.
It doesn't start with them and they. It starts with me.
Whatever the fuck you're doing, just prove to yourself it's the shit that you want to be doing. Build around that.
This is the only life that I have. And I'm going to take the leap of faith. I'm going to jump in it. I must live what's in me. And all of us have something in us.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.
That we must live. And if we don't know what it is right now, we must create it or we must find it. All of us have this, whatever this something is that gives our life that meaning, that value, and that power, and that happiness.
See, when you get married to purpose, married to destiny, married to who you've been destined to be, everything changes.
It's not about external validation. It's about your relationship to yourself. And you know when your head hits the pillow at night and when you wake up in the morning what that relationship looks like.
It's not about them. It's about you.
Solitude is a superpower. Embrace it. Step into it. Find yourself and become unstoppable. There are seasons in our lives that summon us to go deeper.
It is possible to do this when the chapter of being alone is no longer seen as lonely, but we see it as beauty, brilliance, wisdom. I've got to find what I've been called to do. I've got to discover my purpose, make that difference, make the connections.
The lonely chapter can be defined oftentimes as a season where you go to war with yourself. And you tell no one about it until you have won. When was the last time you sat alone with your thoughts? In order to get through the lonely chapter, you must embrace the lonely chapter.
There will be seasons where you will be isolated, where you will need to walk alone. Until my team shows up, I will be undefeated. I will be unstoppable. I will be a force to be reckoned with. I am destined. I am determined. I am devoted. And I will fulfill my destiny. And sometimes you will grow weary. And there will be days where you don't want to get out of bed. And nobody calls you, and nobody texts you, and nobody checks on you. And very few believe that you will ever come out of this darkness. You will ever come out of this hole. But you have to believe. I got to wipe the blood out of my eyes and start to see that it's possible that I can come out of this place of misery. I can come out of this place of self-doubt and self-sabotage and fear and anxiety and this idea that my industry is saturated, that there's enough people. Let me make this very clear. There is only one you. Sometimes it's just you and God.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.